Back to our topic.
I missed the line on Sunday.
What's that? See what happens when you're not here one day, you miss millions. See, I told you. Tens of millions.
Hey, listen, I'm not hearing anything. I'm
going to press pause, actually.
It frustrated me terribly.
Oh, what?
When it got twice.
It's always something good.
Another again, dear suspense. Okay, let's refer back to our Mishnah and the Lamed here with Aleph. It says at the last line of the Mishnah, after having been taught Baloch of Lechem, it then said, Vali Roka is to Emebri Priya Adoma. So first we're taught Baloch of Lechem, following which we're taught Baloch of Yerokas, vegetables. So the Gemara says, in our Sugya as follows, on the fifth line, Vali Roka is to Emebri Ketoni Yerokos Dumya the Pas. If there is a juxtapositioning of Pas and Yerokos, so it seems to be that Yerokos is treated similarly to Pas. Ketoni Yerokos Dumya the Pas. In what way? Ma Pas Shemishtane Alide Ho'oir. Just like Pas is not the food in its natural state, it becomes changed through the fire. And nonetheless, what? The bracha does not get downgraded, to the contrary. Af yeroka is nami shenishtanu alidei ha'or. So too vegetables that change through the fire, i.e. when you cook them. And the Gemara doesn't really finish off the sentence. So look at Rashi immediately, on the third wide line. Af yerokos shenishtanu v'afilu hochir, nonetheless b'milsayu kaimu. Again, we've had this expression many times, b'milsayu, in their status kaimi, they remain. They remain in their status even though they have physically changed. When you cook a vegetable, it physically changes, it goes softer. Nonetheless umavarchinon alayhu, and you make a bracha over them, b'ri pri hadol. So that is a comparison to Pas. Now, it's not exactly the same as Pas. In fact, if you look immediately at Tosfos, look at the second Tosfos. Midotoni Yeroka is Dumya de Pas. Says Tosfos, to be perfectly honest, Loi have a Yeroka is Dumya de Pas. Actually, vegetables are not similar to bread at all. Why? Shahare pas ishtani le'iluyo. We've had this expression before. It means that what?
It changes for the better.
It changes for the better. And that's why, as you mentioned, the bracha does change. Gets upgraded. V'yesh yerokos, and there are some vegetables, she'ein mishtanos le'iluyo. As we're going to see in the Gemara, sometimes the vegetable, when it gets cooked, gets upgraded, sometimes downgraded, but it's certainly not true to say that it always gets upgraded like bread. So how can you say it's comparable to bread? Ela kloima. You note the word kloima? We have the kloima rule. What this means to say is, ma hapas ein bishul megareya es habrocha. Pas, when you cook it, it does not detract in any way, diminish the bracha. Afa yerokos nami b'milsayhu kaimi. Also, it remains in its status. V'loy megareya lehu habishul. Whether it gets upgraded, that's debatable. And as far as being upgraded, that's true. It's not exactly the same as past. In what way is it the same as past? V'loy megareya lehu habishul. At least the bishul doesn't downgrade it. So if you take your pepper, make bore pri adoma, and you cook it, it's also bore pri adoma. The vegetable is not considered to have been downgraded. So as far as that's concerned, it's comparable to past. But in all honesty, to say that, well, that it's upgraded like past, you're right. That you're right. That the comparison falls short. Okay. So let's look back in the Gemara. So it sounds like Omar Avnoi Mishmeidu Abai. It sounds like we can now produce a general rule. Rav Noi says, in the name of Abaya, Zois Oimeres. This teaches us. Shlokois. What are shlokois?
Cook
vegetable. Rashi says on the last wide line, kol yerek shaluk, any vegetable which is boiled, it's called shlokois. Mevorchin alehen boire pri ha'adonah. So it sounds like you're telling me a general principle by virtue of the fact that bread and vegetables are put in the same sentence in the Mishnah. It sounds like that you're telling me what? Just like bread is not downgraded, so too vegetables are not downgraded. Same bracha you made when they were raw, that's the bracha you make when they have cooked. Now we're going to see, it's quite a lengthy sugya. This is going to go backwards and forwards, and we'll have to see the halacha, how we emerge in all of this. Says the Gemara, Dorash Rav Chista. Rav Chista gave the following drasha. Rashi says one word, Dorash Rav Chista Kach. What does Rashi mean? Kach. So, what Rashi means is that the whole next few lines in the Gemara is all part of the drasha. This is the drasha. So let's read the drasha. Dorash Rav Chista Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Chista opened up his drasha in the name of his Rebbe. And who is his Rebbe? Umanu. Who is that?
Rav.
That's very important. One of the tricky things of this sugya is there's a lot of names. Lots and lots of names, and you have to keep track of who said what. So Rav Chista says in the name of Rav, Shlokois Mevarchin Alehem Boire Pri Ho'adoma. Okay. The Rabbi Seinu, again, this is the continuation of his drasha. This is still Rav Chista talking. That's what Rashi meant, Kach. We're still in Rav Chista's drasha. The Rabbi Seinu Hayordin Mi Eretz Yisrael. And our Rabbeim who came down, who descended from Eretz Yisrael, Umanu, and who are they? Ula Mishmei de Rabbi Yechanan. So this is Rav Chista. In the name of Ula, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Oma, he said, Shlokois Mevorchin Olehen Shakol Nihabidvoroi. So it sounds like we have Machlokes. On one hand, my personal Rabbi Rav said, Hadoma. My Rabbein from Eretz Yisrael said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Shakol Nihabidvoroi. Says Rashi, Dorash Rav Chista Kach, Mishum Rabbeinu, who was that Rav? Shlokos, etc., etc. Harei hadovar b'machlekes. So it sounds like this is a matter of dispute, and there are two opinions on the matter. Says the Gemara, Va'ani oimer. Who's Va'ani? This is still Rav Chista. That's what Rashi meant in the Kach. This is all Rav Chista's long drasha. Va'ani oimer. Now let's immediately see Rashi. Va'ani oimer leyashev divrehem. What does it mean, liyashev divrayim? It's reconciled. Liyashev, in other words, fit. When something's fit, it means it's all comfortable. And so liyashev divrayim, I can reconcile their words, she'enon chalukin. They're actually not arguing. I brought you two opinions, and it sounded like they were opposing opinions, and there's machlokes. Actually, I have a way of being liyashev them. I have a way of being miyash of them. And I would say, it depends. Yesh mehen pri ho'adomo, yesh mehen shahakol. So when one said ho'adomo and one said shahakol, they weren't arguing, but rather they were just talking about two different types of vegetables.
Are you talking about the proper?
Yep. Two different types of vegetables. On one, when you cook them, indeed the bracha would be ho'azoma. On one, the bracha would be shahakol. And there's no machlokes, they're just merely talking about different types of vegetables. What does that mean? So he says as follows. Now it sounds a little bit tricky, but Rashi explained it's actually very simple. Va'ani oimer, again, it's all Rav Chista talking, I would say the following. Kol shetchilasoir boirei pri ho'adoma. Any vegetable that from the outset, in the beginning, the bracha is Borei Pri Ha'adomah. Sholku. If you then cooked it, shakol mi'abazori, gets downgraded. The kol shetchilasoi shakol mi'abazori, then it goes the other direction. If it began with shakol, then sholku b'ripri adamo. So some vegetables begin their life as bari pri adamo. Those, when you cook them, what happens to the bracha? Downgraded to shahakoil. Some vegetables begin at shahakoil and they get upgraded to adamo. So when we had two opinions, and one said adamo, one said shahakoil, in fact, they're not two opinions. The one who says adamo is talking about a vegetable that began its life as a shahakoil. One who said shahakoil is talking about a vegetable that began its life as a adamo. Now, why that should be and what we're talking about, let's have a look. Says the Gemara, Bishloima. It's all fine and well, half of that sentence. When you said, in quote unquote, Kol shetchilosoi shahakoil nia bidvaroi, sholkoi boire priho adoma. You said that if it begins as shahakoil, then once it gets cooked, it will be upgraded to boire priho adoma. Mishkachaslo. What does that mean, mishkachaslo? We can find a case like that where indeed the vegetable becomes upgraded having been cooked. The karva, the salka, the koro. So we have three vegetables when indeed this is the case. That initially, as long as they are raw, they're not so pleasant to eat. They're edible, therefore you make a brocha. But which brocha is it?
Shahakol.
But when you cook them, you actually upgrade it, and therefore it makes perfect sense. The bracha would now be very priyadama. So I understand that half of the sentence. What about the other half? Elo, quote unquote, kol shetchilasoi bere priyadama shlokoi shahakoil, end of quote. Heichi mishkachaslo. Give me an example. I can't off the bat. Think of an example of a fruit, of a vegetable that begins as a hadoma and gets downgraded by the cooking. Says the Gemara, yes. When is that? Omar v'nachem by Yitzchak, mishkachas lo betumi v'karati. Karati, leeks. Tumi,
garlic.
So there are vegetables that go up. There are vegetables that go down, either an upgrade or a downgrade. And let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Kol Yerek Hane'echel Chai. Any vegetable which can be perfectly eaten well whilst raw. Shetchilosei Boire Priwadomo. Then Sholku, if you cooked it. Afke, we've had this word many times now. Apik and mapik. What does afke mean? You have extracted it. Mimilse, from its initial status, legreuso. What does that mean, legreuso?
Yeah.
Downgraded, because it was perfectly edible when it was raw. Therefore, now what would you make? Umavarech, shakol, you would now make a bracha of. Come on, and later on, as we saw, Moikilo, the Gemara will establish this to be the case, but Tumi Vakarati. So there are vegetables which are actually, to be perfectly honest, better off raw than cooked. And when you cook them, you just make them basically soggy and not so tasty anymore. Those types of vegetables, even though they begin as Hoadomo, they end up as Shahakoil. But we also have the reverse, says Rashi. V'chol yerek she'ein, underline, dar koile ochel chai. If, however, you are a vegetable where it is not the norm to eat chai, Rashi added a very, very important word, dar koi. Rashi didn't say it was non-edible when it was raw. If it was non-edible,
no, bro,
we make a brocha. In dark, it's not the norm to eat it raw. Let's say a potato. It's not the norm to eat a potato raw. Could you eat a potato raw? You could eat it. We've had enough stories of people who ate potatoes raw. It's not like eating a raw egg. A raw egg you cannot eat. Nobody eats a raw egg. Unless for medicinal purposes, for sore throats, whatever. But nobody eats a raw egg. Or raw meat. No such thing. But a raw vegetable, you could eat. It's not a derech. So when you cook the potato, undoubtedly, you are upgrading it. That's what Rashi says. If you have a vegetable where the derech is not to eat it raw, from the beginning, if indeed you eat it raw, despite the fact that's not the derech, shahakoil humavarich, then you'd make a bracha shahakoil. But shlokoi, then when you cook it, that's helping out. Vehevioi le derech achilosoi. Now you are bringing it to what? To the derech of achil. You've converted it into a now perfectly edible food. This potato is now cooked potato. Hu ikka perioi. That is the main fruit. Again, we don't mean fruit the way we use fruit, as in Bari Pri Adoma. So you've now brought it to its main status in the form of Baruch Bari Pri Adoma. Now, let's just sum up so far. When the Gemara initially said its general statement, Zois Oimeres, Rashi says, Zois Oimeres, and what did Rashi add in? On the word shlokois, Rashi says, on the last wide line, kol yerek shalok. So the initial zois emeres was telling me that what's halacha of cooked vegetables?
All of them.
All vegetables, without exception, are not considered to be upgraded, downgraded, whatever they were in the beginning, that's what they are now. You make bari pri adoma. Now we're being told that there seems to have been the machloikas. Rav Chista said, I've got a way of reconciling the machloikas, but it depends on what type of vegetable you're talking about. If you're talking about a vegetable which is eaten raw, and that's its derech, so when you cook it up, in fact, you are downgrading it. Anybody got an example of that?
Banana,
carrot, maybe tomato. Okay, people like cooked tomatoes as well,
yes,
I guess.
Carrots.
Cucumber, if you cook a cucumber,
whatever.
Not so tasty. But either way, there, it's perfectly normal derech to eat them raw. So when you eat them raw, bari pri adoma. When you cook them, you are in fact downgrading it, and therefore the bracha is also downgraded to shahako. Whereas, if you have, I think a potato is a good example, where it is edible in theory, it's not like eating a piece of paper, or a raw egg. But it certainly is not the derech to eat a potato raw, so if you do, you make a bari pri shahakol nivazori. And if you cook it, it in fact makes it an upgrade, and that's what goes up to bari pri adoma.
I think we have a lot
more
vegetables when you, we know about today, and then
knew
about.
Yep. I remember my father always used to tell me as a kid, most foods, in fact almost all foods, when you cook them or fry them or heat them up, they go from hard to soft. With one exception, at least. An egg. Cook an egg, it goes from soft to hard.
Why bishlama?
Because the Gemara apparently thought it was more obvious. Those examples immediately came to mind. The other vegetables are perhaps less well known. Now, there is a long Tosfos over here, Mishkachas, but we're not going to do it yet, although we will learn it, Mitzvah Hashem, because in order to get to the end of the Tosfos, we need to reach the end of the Gemara. So, for the moment, you have to hold cop. A lot of names, a lot of opinions. Dorash Rav Nachman. Now, Rav Nachman, again, Rashi added in the word Kach. Meaning, this is the whole drasha, you've got to read it from beginning to end. And we'll see there's a parallel between Rav Chista's drasha, but there is a very clear and important distinction. Dorash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu. He also said a drasha. And he also opened up by quoting his Rebbe. Now, Rav Chista's Rebbe was Rav, and Rav Nachman's Rebbe was Umanu Shmuel, which is very interesting because we know Rav and Shmuel were peers. What did he say? Shlokois mevarchin aleihen boire pri ha'adoma. So it sounds like Shmuel is very similar to Rav, maybe the same as Rav. But shlokos, what is the bracha? Ber pri adam. Okay, let's continue. V'chavireinu hayerdim eretz Yisrael. He didn't call them Rabbi Seinu, our rebbes. Rather, he called them our friends. Rashi will point this out. Who descended from eretz Yisrael? Umanu, and who are they? Ula, mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan. So the first time round, it was also Ula in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So far, the only names that have changed is instead of Rav, we had Shmuel. And their title changed. Ula Amar Rabbi Yechanan, first time round, was Rabbi Seinu. That's what Rav Chisda was talking about. In our drasha of Rav Nachman, how does he refer to Ula? As his friend, Chavirin.
Colleague.
Why is that? So let's have a look at Rashi immediately. Darash Rav Nachman, Kach Mishum Rabbeinu, Shmuel, Shlokos, Vavorech, Boripidon, Vachavirinu. Says Rashi, Rav Nachman Choshev. Rav Nachman apparently was more prominent than Rav Chisda. Therefore, Veloi, Kori, Leula, Rabbi Seinu. That's why he never referred to Ula as as Rabbi Seinu, as Rav Chisda did. Rather, he called him Chavirinu, his associate. Okay. What indeed did he say in his name? That Shloka is the Varchan Aleim Shakil Mir Bidvari. Now, he's in the middle of his drasha, because he's going to continue. Vani Yoimer. But this is where it diverges from Ruchista's drasha. So remember, there's a lot of names here. We've got to keep our wits about us. In drasha number one, which was Ruchista, we had Rav followed by Ulam Abichanan. One says Adama, one says Shahakoel. Rav Chisda says, as far as I'm concerned, there's no machlekas, just simply talking about two different types of vegetables. Comes along now the second drash, which is Rav Nachman, and he basically quotes exactly the same, just one of the names changed. Also, Borei Pri Adama and Shahakoel. So therefore, we might very well expect him to continue in a similar vein and say, there's no machlekas, two different types of vegetables. But he doesn't say that. He says, Va'ani Yoimer. And I say, b'machlokes shenuya. I say there is jolly well a machlokes. Unlike Rav Chisda, who tried to reconcile the two opinions, no, I maintain that there is a machlokes. And in fact, this machlokes between Rav and Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan is in fact the long-standing machlokes between Tanoim already.
Shmuel.
Machlokes between Shmuel and Ulam Rabbi Yochanan is not to be reconciled. They're absolutely disagreeing with each other, and they're following opinions of the two following Tanoim. What does it say? So Tanya, we have a braisa now, not for the first time in this Masechta. If we want to look for definitions of bread or cooking, then we refer to Hilchos Pesach. So Tanya, you have a braisa, and this is also in Pesachim. Yoytzin, you could be yoytzin the mitzvah, berakik. What's a rakik? A matzah. Hashorui, if it is soaked. Ubamavushal shaleini mayach. Or if it is cooked, as long as it is not dissolved. Nimoyach means it just becomes completely dissolved. If you cook it that long, a matzah, it'll just crumble and become a nothing. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, you could be yotze either with a soaked matzah or with a cooked matzah. But Rabbi Yisiyoyma, yotzein berakik hashorui, avoloi b'mavushol afapishulei nimoyach. So we have a machlekes. Everybody agrees that a matzah which is shorui is absolutely fine to use. A matzah which is cooked, there's no discussion. So, at first glance, what would we say is the discussion with machlekes in two tanoim, Rav Meir and Rav Yosi? Rav Meir says you can use a cooked matzah. Rav Yosi says you cannot use a cooked matzah. So what seems to be the machlekes? once you cook, the matzah has it. Now change the status. According to Reb Meir, who was the first opinion, apparently it has not changed its status, albeit that it's cooked. According to Rabbi Yossi, apparently it has changed its status. Therefore, says the Gemara, this is what Rav Nachman is teaching us. Now, these two opinions, which are basically debating whether you cook a matzah has become downgraded, we can now copy and paste back to our discussion, which has nothing to do with bread. But it's a discussion about vegetables. And we can say it's the same machlekas. So if I've got a machlekas between Shmuel, who said Ho Adomo, and Ula Omar Bechman, who said Shahakoil, so it would be fair to suggest that Shmuel is referring to whose opinion?
Rameir
says you can be Yotzi Yochir Matzah with cooked matzah. That seems to suggest that what? Cooked matzah is not downgraded. So that's what Shmuel says. A cooked vegetable is also not downgraded. You make a bracha hadam. Whereas Ulam Rabbi Yechon says it is downgraded, seems to be going with Rabbi Yossi. Just like the bread is downgraded and is no longer therefore considered bread, you can't be Yotzi the mitzvah matzah. So too, vegetables that are cooked are also downgraded, cannot be considered vegetables, and that's why it's shakal in the Dvarim. Therefore, rather than trying to reconcile the two opinions, says Rav Nachman, I maintain there is a machlekas, this is the old machlekas tonight, says Rashi. Omar shlokois shahakel v'ani oimer sheheim chalukim, that indeed they are arguing b'plukta de Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yossi. They are having a machlokes along the lines of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, the divrei Shmuel, the divrei Rabbi Yochanan. This machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, b'kol mine yirokos, he's saying, is with regard to all vegetables. What's Rashi pointing out over here, as opposed to what?
Those that start.
Right, as opposed to the first approach was, which was to try and reconcile the opinions and say that it depends what type of vegetable you're talking about, an upgraded version, a downgraded version. No, that's not how Rav Nachman looks at it. He understood, for whatever reason, that the machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about all types of vegetables. Well, if they're talking about all types of vegetables, then obviously there's a machlekes. If they're not talking about all types of vegetables, then you could say he's talking about A, he's talking about B, and there's a machlekes, just about different subjects. One's talking about upgraded, one's talking about downgraded. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, no. Rav Nachman did not understand like Rav Chista did. He understood that they are discussing all types of vegetables. They're making a rule. The one who said Hadama means every cooked vegetable is Hadama. The one who said Shahakal means every cooked vegetable is Shahakal. No distinction to be made. So therefore, V'chalukin Zelze, we therefore arrive at the inescapable conclusion that they are arguing with each other. Shmuel, who says that, well, what's the bracha ho'adomo, and clearly considers the cooked vegetable not to have been downgraded, Kerbi Meir. He's following the opinion of Rav Meir de Omar, who said that mevushel koi b'milsei,
it maintains its status.
Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's shahakol, and clearly considers the vegetable that's cooked to be downgraded, Koi Rabbi Yossi, he seems to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says you can't be Yotzei Matzah. It says Rashi. One more Rashi, two more Rashis. Yotzin Berkik Hasharoi B'mayim. If it is soaked in water, you can be Yotzei. Yotzei what? Yedei Achilas Matzah Shel Mitzvah. Why? Because the Korinon Bay, because we can still call this Lechem Oini. Still considered Lechem, with the key word being Lechem. It hasn't lost its status. Avaloi b'mavushal, the second opinion, why? The su, because after that, Lav Lechem Ikri, it is no longer considered
red.
So for the moment it sounds like two opinions in the Tanoim, even though they were never discussing brachas or vegetables. They're talking about matzah on Pesach. But we're copying and pasting. When you cook something, does it get downgraded? Sounds like it's machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, no, you're wrong. V'loihi. It's not so. The Kula Alma, because you could very well suggest that everybody admits Shalokois, Mevarchin, Aleihem, Boyer Pri Adoma.
Meaning Rameya and Rabbi Yosi.
Rameya and Rabbi Yosi. You have no right to extrapolate from their machlokes a parallel machlokes with regard to vegetables. No. Both Rameya and even Rabbi Yosi might very well hold that when it comes to cooked vegetables, the bracha is huadoma. Ad kan leikoma Rabbi Yosi hosam, and it was only there that Rabbi Yosi maintained that you can't be yotza the mitzvah of matzah for a completely side technical issue which has nothing to do with us. Elo mishum de bayinon tam matzah veleka. You need the taste of matzah, and it doesn't maintain the taste. Avol hocha afilu Rabbi Yosi moida. But over here, even Rabbi Yosi might very well be moida. That what? Therefore, you cannot prove one from the other. There is a technical hilchas matzah halachic issue, which is. It's not good enough that it maintains the status of bread, matzah. It also has to have the taste of bread. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi just maintains that if you cook it, albeit that it might well retain the status of bread, but it doesn't taste like bread anymore or like matzah. And that's why you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. But nobody is debating there whether it maintains the status of lechem. It does maintain the status of lechem. Therefore, it might very well be. In our sugya, it maintains the status of a vegetable.
You can no longer cut and paste the tonight dispute right back into our Gemara.
Says Rashi, Afilo Rabbi Yosi Moida
de le'inyan bracha.
Their discussion was with regard to matzah, but with regard to our discussion, where we try to copy and paste from lechem on matzah to yerokos, no, you have no right to compare. Because with regard to brachos, Rabbi Yosi could very well admit the milsei koi, that it maintains its initial status. Now, we still can't yet do this tosis because it's based on a Gemara that we haven't yet seen. So let's keep on going. But so far, let's just sum up the story. We had two drushes. After having been initially told Zos Oimeres, that all cooked vegetables are very pri adoma, that was stage one, we then had two drushes. Drusha number one by Rav Chista, who maintained that it depends what type of vegetable you're talking about. If it's upgraded, it goes from Shehakel to Adoma. If it's downgraded, it goes from Adoma to Shehakel. Stage three was the drosha of Rav Nachman, who says it does not depend on what type of vegetable you're dealing with. And it might very, very well be that everybody holds, at least with regard to the Tanoim, everybody holds it's very pre Adoma. Yet, Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that what's the bracha on cooked vegetables? Shahakal. So he's clearly arguing. But don't tell me that he's arguing because he passed things like Rabbi Yosi. Because you have no proof for Rabbi Yosi. It might very well be that Rabbi Yosi is the first to admit that cooked vegetables, the bracha is indeed for a priyadama. You try to copy and paste, who says the comparison holds true as well? That's all. Oma Reb Chia Ba'Abba Oma Reb Yechanan. So again, it's a different name, but it's the same name. We're now quoting Reb Chia, but he is saying in the name of Reb Yechanan. So far, how many times have we had Reb Yechanan quoted? Twice. in Rav Chista's drasha and Rav Nachman's drasha. The machlokes was, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Rabbi Yochanan definitely said that what's the halacha on cooked vegetables?
Charcoal.
Everybody agreed that's what he said. The machlokes between the two drashas of Rav Nachman and Rav Chista is, what was he referring to? According to the first drasha of Rav Chista, he was only talking about a very specific type of vegetable, which is
downgraded.
Whereas according to the second drasha, that was the drasha of Rav Nachman, when he gave his share, he said, I was Makabel from Ulam, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, cooks vegetables, Asher HaKoel, period. Makes a difference. Upgraded, downgraded, cook vegetables is always considered to be a downgrade, apparently, therefore the bracha is Shehakoel. Now, we have Rabbi Yochanan mentioned now for a third time. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Shloka is mevorch and aleim. Guess what?
Per priyadam.
V'Reb Binyamin bar Yefes Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Shloka is mevorch and aleim. Shakel nebidvarei. So again, it seems to be extremely unclear whose opinion is unclear.
Rabbi
Yochanan. Four different versions, as it were, of what Rabbi Yochanan said. But particularly over here, we had either Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, who maintained in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the bracha is very pre-Adoma. Then you have Rabbi Yomin Ba'yefes, who said that no, the bracha is Shakra. So Machlek is now in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, cooked vegetables, is it Hadama or is it Shakra? Says the Gemara. Very interesting piece of Gemara. Omar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Nachman by Yitzchak says, Kova Ula Leshabeshte Kerben Yomin by Yefes. Ula, remember, what did Ula say in the drashas of Rav Nachman and Rav Chista? He quoted, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the cooked vegetables are?
Shakel.
Well, now we see the source. Because Rabbi Yomin also maintained, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the bracha is?
Shakel.
So apparently Ula is basically following Rabbi Yomin's version of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And that's what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is getting very upset with. Kova Ula, as Ula established, Le Shabeshte, what's Le Shabeshte? Shabeshte is a distortion or a mistake. Kribyon by Yefes. Tohi bar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira exclaimed or wondered, what's going on? Bechima, Inyan, Rabbi Yomin, Bar Yefes, Eitzo, Rabchia, Ba'abo. How can you possibly put in the same sentence Rabbi Yomin, Bar Yefes versus Rabchia, Ba'abo? You told me, you walked in the Beis HaMedrash, he says, Moirab, Rabbi, he bangs on the bima, a hushed silence descended over the crowd. And he said the following, Moirai Barabboisai, major announcement on this bright Tuesday morning, Chof Tammuz, which is that there is a machlokes. What did Rabbi Yochanan say about cooked vegetables? On the one hand, we have Rabbi Chiya Ba'abo, who says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ho'adoma. On the other hand, we have Rabbi Yomin Ba'yefes, who says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shehakur. Upon which he left the Beis HaMedrash. Says Reb Zeira, whoa, one second. How did you possibly put those two in the same sentence at all? Two versions of Rabbi Yochanan. Clearly, they're both Talmidim, both disciples of Rabbi Yochanan. And there's machlokes about what the Rebbe maintained, which is legitimate. We find this in hundreds of places. So why over here is it illegitimate? Why is he getting all upset? You dare not mention Rabbi Yomin's name in the same breath as Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba. He says, I'll explain to you. Reb Chia ba'aba daik. The Gomir Shmaitse Mir Yechanan Rebbe. What does that mean, daik?
Precise.
He was very precise when he learned any shmua, any saying in the name of his Rebbe. But I'm afraid to tell you that Rebbe Binyamin Bayefa has no daik. It was not so accurate. And therefore, if I've got two possible versions of what Rabbi Yechanan held, then obviously I'm going to go with which version?
Rabbi Chia,
he was very, very accurate, very, very careful to record with utmost accuracy what his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan says. Furthermore, V'oid, Rabbi Chia ba'abo kol tlosin yoimin, every 30 days, Mahadir Talmude, he would review his learning, Kame Zerbi Yechanan Bar Rebbe. He'd always review his learning in front of Rabbi Yechanan, his Rebbe, and therefore obviously he was very, very, very careful, willing to be tested by his Rebbe, that there should be no misquote. But Rebbe in my office, Le Mahadir. We don't have any recordings. Versions, you have no historical basis to tell me that Rabbi Yom Bayefes also used to review his learning. By the way, what does that mean, used to review his learning? How much of his learning? You saw Tosis? Look briefly at the short Tosis at the bottom. Kol Tlosin Yoimin Madre Talmudei Lav Dafka Kol Talmudei. It doesn't mean all of his learning. It doesn't mean every month he's to review Kol HaTorah Kula. Ela Kol Ma Shehoya Loimei B'Shloshim Yom. Rather, everything that he had learned within the last 30 days, Yechozer HaKol Lefonov, he used to review it all in front of him. Who's in front of him? In front of Rabbi Yechanan. Yoim Shloshim Be'Echad on day 31. So he used to learn for 30 days and then be tested on day 31. Learn for 30 days, tested on day 31. So day 31 was the test day, not of Kol HaTorah Kula, but whatever he learned from the last month. But either way, what's the Gemara explaining?
Did Chazara.
He was very, very makbid, as opposed to Yom HaYavis. And therefore, quite frankly, we trust his opinion more. In fact, I don't even understand, says the Gemara, how you could possibly put Binyamin's statement in the same sentence, as if to say they're on par. It's a level playing field, machlekes. It's not level at all. So if we're going to discard now Binyamin's opinion, what are we left with on the table? Rabbi Chia ba'Abo's opinion, which is never Rabbi Yechanan, that cooked vegetables, what's halacha? And for the moment, no distinction made as to what type of vegetable. Zot Rashi. Omer of Nachman, Kova Ule, Shabeshta Kerebin Yomin. He's now established this mistake. Now, Ula above in the Gemara, when he was quoting Rabbi Yechanan as having said Shahakel, where did he get that from? Rabbi Yomin. Why is he confirming this mistake? Ula Sha'omar Mishum Rabbi Yechanan Le'el. Ula, who said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan above Shahakel, comma, Lomad, he learned the Kovashi Bushoi. What does the Kovashi Bushoi mean? It means this mistake, he made it Kavua, as it were, an officially established opinion. Kerabin Yomin? So much so, Ad Shenitka'o Beliboy. Until it became, what is Nitka? Like fixed. Until it became completely fixed in his heart. And he was convinced that this, in fact, is exactly what Rabbi Yechanan holds. Look, it's come ridiculous. What turned out, what initially started out as a mistaken quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, became a mistake, and then it became kavua, and then it became public. See, that's how rumors start. So he makes a mistake, and he's not sure, and he thinks about it, and eventually he believes it, and he starts telling everybody, yep, my rabbi, I have firm reason to believe that Rabbi Yechon's opinion is Shachar. So where does this come from? Rabbi Yomim. But we all know Rabbi Yomim is inaccurate in his recordings of Rabbi Yechon. So it's a mistake, and that's become kavua. You've been kaveah, this mistake, for eternity. Says the Gemara, Tahi bar Reb Zeira. He wondered, the machloikas zu, in this machloikas shehuzker beis hamedrash. It was mentioned in the machloik, in the beis hamedrash, as if to say that it's a fair machloikas, 50-50. What was his taina? The chima inyan. What's the point? Lahazki divrei Rabbi Yomim. Eitzel. Divrei Rav Chiya ba'abo machlekes the Beis HaMedrash. How on earth can you put them all in the same sentence, the machlekes and the Beis HaMedrash? Harei einoi kedai lachloik olov. What does that mean, einoi kedai lachloik olov? It's not worth it. It means you can't possibly dispute it. Who can you dispute? Rav Chiya's version. Rav Ben Yomin said the opposite. Stated, we all know that Rav Ben Yomin's version cannot be considered as accurate as Rav Chiya's version. First, Rav Chiya used to be very, very medayik. Secondly, he used to review his learning in front of Rabbi Yechonon of all people. Therefore, we're going to go with his version. So for the moment, it does seem to be that we're leaning in which direction? All roads seem to lead against Rabbi Yomin's version of Rabbi Yechonon. And it seems to be that the overwhelming opinion would now be, therefore, very pre. Hold on.
Is Zimmer in the same generation as the others? The fact that he was able to get up and make this statement.
Yeah,
this was a known fact.
Yep, it sounds like.
Okay. Do we know anything else about Rabbi Yomim right now?
That doesn't get good press. That doesn't get good press at the moment. Undoubtedly, I'm sure it was a great Amira, but it doesn't get great press in this Gemara. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. I would recommend moving onwards a little bit in the Gemara, maybe just till the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, 6 or 7 lines. And then come back to this long thesis. I would reach until Neima Ketanoi. The first word in the line is Ogur B'Soichoi. It's about the 8th line, 9th line. Stop at Neima Ketanoi and then go back and learn this long thesis. It's not a difficult thesis, but we can only learn the thesis after we've seen the Gemara, and then in this session we have to see how this sugya eventually comes to a conclusion. La halacha as well.
You see, the base over here is made by first voice on Maris.
Right. This is.